Thank you so much for such a beautiful davening. I'm going to be very, very short because, you know, now after for sure the kol has started being his mind, and now we're in honeydew season. So honey said, honey, do this, honey, do that. So we got to go fast. In the context, of course, the parashas Devarim speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu giving his last drush, his last will and testament to the Jewish people before they enter into the land of Israel. And a lot of it includes a lot of musar, teichecha, a lot of, explaining to them what was challenging and what they needed to do better going forward. And in the context of where Klal Yisrael made the mistake of the Meraglim, of the Bechiya Shalchinam, of crying in the incorrect moment, the incorrect time, due to the fact that they were concerned about entering the land of Israel, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Gam bi hisanef Hashem." It's a very, very, it's very fascinating passage, and it seems to be very confusing and hard to understand. "Gam bi hisanef Hashem beglalchem." God also became angry with me because of you. Leimar, gam ata losa v'sham, that you also are not allowed to enter the land of Israel. That very, very simple, very superficially, it doesn't seem to be the modus operandi, the perspective of a leader to be blaming others. Okay, that's point number one. Question, which is why would Moshe Rabbeinu turn towards the Jewish people and say, it's your fault that I can't go into the land of Israel? It seems to be a little bit strange, and we generally try to steer away from pointing the finger at other people. And yet Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, gam bichlalchem, because of you, I can't go into the land of Israel. That's question number one. Question number two is has nothing to do with the context. The reason why Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't go into the land of Israel is why? Because he hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock. But in the context of giving Klal Yisrael Musar about the Meraglim, he starts mentioning in this point. And all the Rishonim are so bothered. What's going on? Why is Moshe Rabbeinu referring to this story in the context of the story of the Meraglim, the story of the spies, which seems to be no connection to the next? And the answer is, I believe very strongly, is that there's no such thing that's not connected. Everything is inherently connected. Right? We know this in science. It's called the butterfly effect. The one little patter of the butterfly over there in like Texas affects, you know, hurricanes in Florida, or little patter, pitter-patter in South America affects things in Canada. Everything is inherently interconnected, and we spiritually have known that for thousands of years. Everything is inherently connected. What Moshe Rabbeinu is inherently saying, he's not blaming them, he's saying that, unfortunately, when there was a mistake for that, it allowed for the mistake of other things to occur as well. Everything's interconnected. Now, a person could walk away and say, "Oi, I'm to blame for everything. Everything that goes bad, it's my fault." But we have a general principle in halacha. It's called mida toiva meruba. That if it's true in the negative sense, it's double true in the positive sense. What do I mean? That a person can walk away and say, "I have the ability to affect massive change every single day. If I can affect people negatively, then all the more so I have the ability to affect people on a positive level." We have to think in a positive sense as well. Everything that we do, from the minute you wake up in the morning, from your left shoe to your right shoe, you tie your right shoe, you tie your left shoe, everything that a person has is to affect, can affect positive change. So we can walk around being negative, but it's midah tov meruba, it's the opposite. It's the total opposite. You have such an ability today, the smile that you make to somebody. And again, something that's so important to the time of the 9 days is thinking positively how we can help other Jews feel better about themselves. Okay? Sometimes it doesn't help for ourselves, but at least if it doesn't help for yourself, at least help somebody else. Alright? Sometimes people are very crippled in their own sense of self-confidence. But don't let that cripple out and let that trickle out to other people. Let's figure out ways how to be mesameach other people, how to love other people. Amen.